Hello, welcome to this week's episode of the 99% Local Podcast. I hope you've been enjoying the episode so far. I've been getting a lot of feedback and would love to hear more. Drop me a line at 99%localpod@gmail.com. Also, if you know someone that has a story to tell, let me know. Also, go leave me a review on my Facebook page or on iTunes if you like or dislike. Some do. What you've been hearing. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast app. We're on all of them. On today's show, I have Leanne Westmalm. She runs a business called Power Up Nutrition. Power Up Nutrition is more than just a nutrition cafe, having awesome smoothies, power fusion drinks, snacks, and more. It's a community, really. Leanne is a coach and advocate of making people feel better, whether it's through nutritious food or hosting group events or weight loss challenges. Her business is a certified Healthier Tennessee Workplace, which is awarded by the governor of the state of Tennessee. She's also received several other local awards for her health and wellness efforts. Leanne's mission is to build a healthier community by supporting health goals and better nutrition, and that is very apparent from my chat with her. With that said, let's get right to it. Enjoy this conversation with Leanne Westmalm of Power Up Nutrition.
My name is Leanne Westmalm. I have lived here in Spring Hill for 22 years. I own Power Up Nutrition here in Spring Hill. We're going on 7 years at this location.
Okay. So let's just talk about, you know, what is Power Up Nutrition? To me, it's, you know, I would call it like a nutrition cafe, but I know it's more than that. Mm-hmm. So why don't we just dive right into that?
Okay, yeah. It is like a nutrition cafe. You can come in and sit down and socialize. We love that. We encourage it. If you need something fast out the door, healthy fast food is one of our things that we like to say because there's so few options here in the city. Smoothies, shakes, acai bowls, post or pre for the workout crew. Acai bowls if somebody wants to eat with a spoon, loaded up with toppings. Our power fusion drinks, our energy drinks are safe and really good. And then we like to do a lot of other stuff with that too.
Yeah. What was the acai bowls?
An acai bowl.
So
like an
that?
Acai berry bowl.
Okay.
The acai berry.
Yeah.
We also have what we call the mayor's bowl. Based on the mayor's challenge that we are with in the city when they do this event every first of the year. You can actually get any flavor of the shake that is up there. If somebody didn't want acai berry in it, then you could say, I'd like a number 19, which is an orange dreamsicle, and they could load that up with flaxseed or chia seed, coconut, chocolate chips, things like that. So most everything on the board would be gluten-free, mm-hmm. and we'd like for the acai bowls to also be gluten-free just because. So typically if somebody comes in here, if they've never heard of us before, we're going to ask them, do you have any food allergies, any sensitivity to caffeine, is there anything we need to know of? And I think that that's rare. You're not going to get that from most restaurants, and we're different. So different proteins, if they were working on a nutrition plan, we're going to also touch on that. If they had to have a different protein for that, if they wanted something plant-based or the whey and casein, or they needed to be dairy-free, we need to know about that. And we can accommodate in that. In most every case, we can accommodate. And then if they want to create something all completely new, we love that.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
really like, you know, shaking it up.
Yeah. So all that stuff up there, you have a big wall with all the shakes mm-hmm. that you have. That's all healthy for
yes.
you.
Yes. Anything so. On that board is under 200 calories, 17 grams of protein, low carbs, low sugar. We can increase the protein if somebody needs to work on, you know, different plan, like I said. But the reason that's versatile is because not everybody needs the same thing. My kiddos aren't going to need a 24-gram shake. They're not going to need that.
Right.
So we can accommodate for all ages, all sizes.
Yeah. So you also do, you know, when I first came in, we were talking about you hosting classes here. What kind of things do you do as far as nutrition classes or workout classes?
We do. We love to be able to go on site for locations that ask us to come. We have went to a plant in Nashville and served 60 shakes in 1 hour on site. I didn't know that was possible until I did it. So that's pretty cool. We love to do things like that. Lunch and learns are really good where we kind of educate on some healthy options. We have online weight loss challenges that we run every 2 weeks so that it gives somebody a chance to jump on board or not get bored because of just it's a long challenge. But it's just ways of learning healthy lifestyle changes. And so we can have a nutrition class in here. We can talk about that. Exercise classes are one of our favorites. I'm big into yoga. I have been in the workout world. I was very athletic when I was growing up or even in my adult years. I'm in my 50s and being in the gym is not my favorite thing. I like to be outside. So if you put me on a trail, I can do that for many miles. I won't walk it on the pavement, but I will do many miles on a trail. So we're stupid enough to do 25-mile challenges in a day. Like, we like to have fun.
Yeah.
But our trails aren't just a regular trail either. So a lot of times those are hard, but we enjoy that. Yoga classes, I found that I just have more core work. I get more out of it. Right now we're remodeling, so we haven't had our classes going like we normally do, but typically that's what's happening here is different styles of yoga, fast paced, slow. There's a lot of different styles in that. Cardio drumming is one of them. And then I promote the hiking a lot because I just think that that's fun and your best medicine is to be outside no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's, do you do group hikes then? Do you coordinate group hikes?
I will. Pretty soon we'll coordinate one that is a night hike. Mm-hmm. We love to do up at Percy Warner Park. It's about 6 miles. It is a lot of fun. I team up with a guy that is straight up Boy Scout and he knows that like the back of his hand up there. And I just trust his judgment on those trails. That one is a lot of fun. And I think the last time we did that one, 17 of us were on the trip. So it's just good. The other ones that we'll do is local locations. And I usually get tagged, you know, hey, where can I go for this? Or can I bring this? Or is it user, you know.
Yeah.
And having a little bit of knowledge, me and Greg and several of us in the area, you know, we're in hiking groups where we kind of just touch base about what's happening or what's available. But one of my favorites is in Murfreesboro, Barfield Crescent Park. So we like to find something local to be able to do that it doesn't take a lot to get there. You don't have to have a lot of equipment. You just go. And then we have some that, yes, we're like, we carry backpacks to prepare for an overnighter if that's necessary.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a lot of fun. And that includes kids. I mean, we include our families. My best friend has an older child that is special needs. So a lot of times we're looking to make sure that it accommodates on several different levels. And then if that trail is going to be too hard, then we like, oh, leave right home. And it's just as adults. But in for our classes in here, sometimes we're doing them outside. Sometimes we do them at the park. Doesn't have to be in this walls. That's part of what I think. And for what PowerUp is able to offer is something I've been able to say a lot. We don't need to compete with our boot camps around here or our gyms. And we need the rec center. We need those locations. We are based on nutrition. That's what we're able to help
sure,
with.
Yeah.
And the other is mindfulness. And if I hold a painting class in here, I think it's important. It doesn't have to have anything to do with nutrition, but you can have fun and wrap it around there. So that's something that we do. We do things different. And I like that. I want to keep it that way. So we're going to grow into some more things that are coming here pretty soon.
Okay. Do you want to talk about that?
Or? I can.
Sure.
I am certified in kids yoga. I got my 200-hour certification done this summer. That was an intense training class that I did. And I am right now getting licensed and becoming a trainer in kids yoga so that I can be Nashville's local trainer. We will host a certification class in February. The date's already booked and actually out there. Where others that just want to be certified in kids yoga to be able to help out, and I can tell you there's a bunch of places. I got overwhelmed once I got the certification. To be in our school programs or our SAC programs or anywhere. There's lots of needs for it. And the age group is 2 to 12, and that's where I see that needs a lot of help. I homeschool my kiddos now because of some issues in school, and I chose that we could do something about it. I didn't have to settle for that. I think mindfulness is key. And the certification classes are to have fun. Those are fun for the moms. They're fun. Well, it doesn't have to be just moms. But we're gonna be able to roll into a couple of new things and then create a venue here that will have parties to be able to offer for kids yoga parties. And they could be themed. So it'll just allow the space to get used a little better than it's being used now. Typically, we can be really busy in here when you have the rush of a day or from the workout crowds when the waves come through. And then sometimes it's quiet like this at the moment. It's quiet. And I just think we could do a lot more. But I know I can do a lot more. So I'm on the Healthier Spring Hill Healthier Committee. Healthier Spring Hill Committee. Gosh, I can't speak. And we look at a lot of different ways of how we can help out. So we are certified Healthier Workplace by the governor. And so I work on the committee with the Tennessee board, you know, as far as getting that information out. How can you make some healthier options, whether that be your nutrition or getting outside, teaming up with the park ranger, you know, as far as how to earn some points and earn some, you know, it's just fun stuff.
Yeah.
But for us, that is something that we're moving into, is to offer more classes here. And we have a yoga studio that's local, and we support those girls and those instructors that are there so that it helps them as well to have another location. Because that's what we've seen, is just having different times or a different type of class makes it more possible for somebody else. But the kids' yoga classes are going to be a lot of fun, and that's just it. Their song, their dance, they're structured simple it just helps them to be able to focus on them. And a lot of times what I've seen in schools is that they get pushed aside and not be able to understand how they can benefit themselves by believing in themselves and just having that peace right here.
Sure.
So, let's see, what else are we doing? Whatever else I get into. I'm pretty adventurous when it gets into that. I'm creative. I have a background in graphic arts, photography, and printing. I used to run a print shop in downtown Franklin.
Oh, wow.
So my brain thinks of doing more. I think in 90-day plans. I guess today I will tell you pretty much where I'm going to be for the next 6 months, even a year out. I'll have some stuff scheduled, hence, you know, the certification class that's coming up in February. But those are good things to come. I just think that that helps out with the community. That's me. That's my declaration. I am community, and I like to be able to be involved. And I've seen a lot of changes over the years. So a lot of changes, obviously. There were less than 4,000 people when I moved here. But we like to have a lot of fun. We have some other things lined up. We are going to do a ribbon cutting on October 11th. It's Friday with a chamber. On the 12th, we're going to throw a big party, and I know there's several in the area, so that hopefully has a lot of folks out. They'll have a lot of options as far as doing the art walk and other events around here that, you know, that it's another option to get to do something else fun, and maybe they get to come in and taste test some. But when we do that event, we like to include our neighbors because it also draws attention for them.
There's obviously a reason why you're doing this business and growing it. Do you want to kind of get back into your story and what led you up to wanting to open up Power Up Nutrition? And
Sure. My story, like I said, I used to run a print shop. I remarried. I had three more children after 40. And in 2010, our home flooded. And so I gained a lot of weight, a lot of stress. That was just not a fun year.
Was that the year that Nashville flooded?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're right here. In the process of, you know, golly, injuries or sickness and things that I went through from that and trying to handle so much at once, because one was in high school and three were in diapers. I happened upon a six-year-old that working at the school said, "You need to try my mom's tea." I was like, "Whatever. You do look tired." "Whatever." You know, I was like grumpy about it. She said that three times. I've told this story many times because she really made a difference in my life. And I did. I got to try that tea. It did. It was life-changing for me to be able to have clarity in my thoughts and be able to think. And then, oh gosh, we flooded again because of a pipe burst. A lot of people had the same problem in that January. But at that point, I could see it different and I could handle things a little bit different. I had started losing weight. And I did hear about the products that we use and that made a big difference for me and my family. I will say that story forever. I have told that from speaking with the well, the well is a lifesaver for us, is, you know, it's just trying to make it through that time period. But these products have made a difference in my life and livelihood. So things that I can say at this moment, I am 51 years old and I have an internal metabolic age of 19. And that's a major difference. I started out at age 64. I have lost 115 pounds total and over 12 sizes. So it's a big difference, but I didn't used to be big. So I wasn't used to being there and where I said, I can't do this and I can't do that. And I heard myself say that all the time. So just some simple changes, you know, can really snowball into, you know, big changes. 4 years ago, I moved away with the little ones to take care of my dad before he passed. And I saw a different side of something else I could do. And my dad was actually a big factor in that, because up north, I ran into all Hispanic clubs and fell in love with just being in each one of them, and got to be around them and just see how they did things. And we talked a lot. But dad was like, so what do you want to do? I'm like, I want to run my own club. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can see this now. And he goes, well, what do you got to do? And I'm like, I got to work really hard. I mean, but it was matter of fact. Dad was tall. It was a matter of fact. And I really developed that passion for, I want to help others, because now I don't run my print shop anymore. And I ran that like a mini Kinko's. That was my job. I was always doing something to get something for somebody else. Whatever they needed, I figured out how to do it because I had those skills. But when it came down to it, I wasn't a salesperson. I just really was like, this is what they need. This is how I'm going to fix it. So I enjoyed that. And that's what I found out, that what I really liked to do here was, wow, I had a really powerful story to be able to share with somebody that was going through a lot, that I hear them. I hear you because I feel it. I know exactly how you feel when you feel like you're powerless, and that you can make small changes that just start that. It's not supposed to happen overnight. It's a journey, and it's a process, and you start to learn to appreciate why you're going through those steps. But it's a good thing. So I do say, you know, we are a multi-level marketing company that I think most people just completely misunderstand. Herbalife Nutrition is the number one nutrition company in the world. We're in over 96 countries. And the mission that we have about reaching and helping others needs to be greatly known, as far as how we reach out to other countries and help out the CASA and the families, the kids that need that help, and how we apply ourselves. So even though we are multi-level marketing, it is no different than somebody else having to buy something else or putting it on the shelf. It's truly not any different in the works of things. If somebody produces a product and puts it on a shelf for a retail store, no different. What always interests me is when somebody will ask about the ingredients, and I'm like, wow, you know, you probably ought to ask when you go through that fast food line where they got that from. Like, what, where was that product from? And do you know what's in that product? Our products are tested 12 times. There's nobody that does that. So we function completely different. And I love that. I love knowing that the Surgeon General backs us. But it's more than that. It's not about selling a product. And that's what I really want to get across to folks, is we try to offer healthy options. You have several different options in here. We don't fix everything, as far as we can't cover everything. Well, we don't fix anything. I can't tell you that I can make you better, but but I can certainly help you feel better. And I do know that the right foods inside makes a difference. So it's not always about this shake. It's not always about that. A lot of times when I post pictures, I have to say, what's for dinner, John Mom? Because even the guys that have seen him drop 55 pounds think that all he does is shakes. And we eat a lot of food. It's just the right foods. Right. And so I like to meal prep in less than an hour. I like to teach how to do that so that it empowers somebody to make healthy decisions and make great changes in their lifestyle. So for us, yes, we are multi-level marketing. It's just different. I am working on building a team, but the team I want is how they can go and influence others in the community to help them out, because you have several different needs here. And it may be nutrition. It may be that they want to make extra money. It's fine. I just like it that we can be bigger and better than what we are right now, and be able to help more people, because there's a lot of people in this town, and there should be a lot more of these in this town and surrounding towns. And that's our goal right now, is to be able to serve a bigger community and then help others to do that. So a lot of these moms that come in here, mm-hmm. guys too, mm-hmm. a lot of moms love the fact that they can be behind that counter and create things, because that's what they do at home. They can learn how to save money if they have the products at home, because you can. Why wouldn't you want to do that? You're not required to do anything. I just want to see you happy. And that's either whether you're walking in here or whether you had products at home, we can share that and show how. But I think that that is important to be able to make a difference, and that's how I could impact my community, because this is where I live and this is how my kiddos are growing up. My oldest works for the county. He's married to a kindergarten teacher. I think that I was successful there, and I think that I can show these three, because I choose to homeschool now. They can live JA Biztown every single day, and they can learn how to be an entrepreneur, and they can find out what they want to do. When they go to committee meetings with me, they get a part in their community, and I think that's really important.
Yep.
So for other business owners, I love supporting other business owners. That's what's a lot of fun when we go to these kind of meetings. We get to participate with them, because why not? There's no reason why I don't go over there to Andy's. We cut up all the time. Like, I'm going to have a birthday party in his back parking lot and tag him in it. But it's fun, and I think community-based folks function different, because that's what it's about, you know, a lot of times. So I want to see this do a lot more, because it can, and it doesn't have to be about me. It doesn't have to be about, like, it's not about me. It does empower somebody to be able to find out what they would enjoy doing, and that's what it's allowed me to do, is being involved in such an incredible company. And I could do this anywhere in the world, hence getting the certifications. I could do that anywhere in the world, but I know that I could be able to help others and either feel better or think better, and just enjoy. I mean, golly. So anyway,
well, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
So I didn't tell you I was going to do this, but I have this list of I guess you'd call them weight loss facts or myths, and I just wanted to run them by you and get your thoughts on them. Mm-hmm. So the first one is, exercise is enough.
No. False.
Right. Okay, so eating late at night is bad?
No.
No? Okay. Can you expand on that?
I am big on this one.
Okay.
Okay, so I like my metabolism to keep going. So there's a certain something that I will eat at nighttime so that I boost my protein levels, because a lot of people don't get enough protein in a day. They don't get enough hydration. They certainly don't get enough protein. At nighttime, I will eat something that is a mixture that I like to make, that I know its intake. I know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know that it will keep my metabolism going at nighttime, because I want to burn more fat even when I'm sleeping. And then when I wake up in the morning, my first 30 minutes has got to have that hydration in instantly, and then it's going to go. So I have way more energy right now in my 50s than I ever did back in my 20s and 30s and 40s, and for lots of reasons. But in my 20s I was pretty active, but I have to say now the only other time that I felt as good as I do now, and I'm not kidding, the only time is every time I was pregnant and I was on prenatal vitamins. But I only craved healthy food when I was pregnant. I didn't want ice cream and other stuff. Made my husband mad. But I'm just saying, like, I can say I know that my multivitamin now makes a major difference. And at nighttime, there's just certain things that I do. So most folks, it depends on what they've eaten. Honestly, that's a trick question.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. So, okay, so here's another one. You can only be happy and healthy if you're thin.
No.
No.
No, you better be happy with yourself. Yes. And peace begins with you.
Yes. I think you talked about this, but healthy foods are unaffordable.
No.
No,
you have so many options.
Yeah.
If you grew it yourself, does that make it hard, difficult, pricey? No. Even with us, our products are very affordable, and then you can get a discount. That's like, okay, I don't even go for the discount at Costco and Sam's. because somebody else can pick it up for me sometimes. They know how I am about shopping. I hate shopping. But, like, I want a discount every single time I go, not just to have a membership to walk in the door. And I don't want to be forced to do something I don't want to do anyway. So we function different. We're just not like others. But healthy stuff doesn't have to be expensive. It depends on what kind of things you're getting, because some of them are. But you don't always have to have organic either, because that may not be the case.
Right. These are all myths, by the way. Okay, so one more. So, like, starving or skipping a meal is a good way to lose weight?
No, absolutely not. Right. Never. And I know fasting, we get people in here fasting, and they're doing all sorts of different plans. I'm like, you're being, be consistent.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the key.
You see a lot of people doing, like, intermittent fasting.
Yeah,
What's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it depends. That could be religious. That could be,
sure.
You know, that's something you don't mess with. I'm sorry. But, no, I wouldn't say going without or having a coffee diet is a no. No. Be consistent. The food you put in your body should be fuel. It's there for a reason. You should enjoy it. But I'll also say that if you have a birthday coming up, enjoy the piece of cake.
Sure.
You're supposed to celebrate life. Then move on. Don't stay on that day for a month. But
right.
I do not recommend going without, because your body will store, and these 30-day plans that I hear about all the time, oh my goodness, I'm like, what are you going to do on day 31?
Right.
What's going to happen? No,
right.
If you're not going to choke that down on day 31 because you're having to, no, stop it. So I'm not perfect. I'm not the way. I'm a way. We have several of us in here, coaches that are able to help. And I think that's what's important, is the things that I learn and my story. It's going to be different from somebody else, but we share a common goal to be able to help others. And I think that's what is very important to be able to share with our community, is that we are different. And if I don't know the answer, I'm going to find out how to get that answer for somebody and be able to help out and tell them why.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. So kind of wrap up here. I do this thing called the rapid fire round where I just ask you a couple questions and first thing that comes to your mind. So around Nashville or this area, what's your favorite go-to spot?
If you ask me my first thing, it's going to have something to do with a trail.
Okay.
It doesn't have anything to do with
eating.
No,
that's fair. That's fair.
Because I'm going to pack.
Yeah.
I'm going to pack my stuff anyway, but I'm not a fast food junkie.
Sure.
Neither are my kids. So anyway, I'm going to think about a trail.
Yeah. No, I like that. Favorite book?
I am reading Brené Brown, A Dare to Lead, right now. That's pretty spot on. That lands. I like
okay.
that.
Okay. What about music? Do you have a favorite musical artist?
Oh, I'm sorry. That would be Christopher Cross, Sailing.
Okay.
And Sound of Music.
Good. Okay. So this one's a little bit maybe difficult, but strategic. So if you're stranded on a desert island and you had food and water, what other two items would you want with you?
Think about 100 things.
Hmm.
And then try to outthink each one of those. That is tricky. Shame on you. Let's see. Yeah, so I have food and water. If I had my best friend, it solves a lot of other issues that I may come upon, like building shelter. that's kind of, I guess you would need shelter. Other than that, gosh, I'll rethink that one 100 times. I'm going to wake up in my sleep tonight thinking about this one.
It's going to bother you for days.
It will, because I'm going to be like, gosh, boy, okay, was I building something? You know, was I trying to actually get off of the island, or did I enjoy the fact that nobody could find me? That's a good one. Thank you.
No. All right. So where can people find you, get in touch with you, learn more about what you're doing?
Okay. Power Up Nutrition is located at 3011 Longford Drive, Suite 2, Spring Hill, Tennessee. Our website is www.powerupTN.com.
Okay.
PowerupTN.com. You can always reach me by my cell phone, because that's actually what I have posted on the door, 615-364-7550. If you are interested in a weight loss program or doing a 6-day challenge with us, because we have coaches and participants from coast to coast on these challenges, and you do win money, that's the favorite. And I like winning, so we always we had the number one winner this week again. That is shapeupspringhill.com. That you can go in and answer a couple of questions on there that instantly tells me that somebody's interested in jumping on the challenge. A free newsletter, wedohealthy.com. Doesn't cost anything to get some extra information that gives you some healthy tips. But you can usually find me here. You see the black van. One day it'll change, but you'll notice it when it changes. It will not be long before we have a second location coming up close by. And that's going to be announced pretty soon. And so, let's see, what else? Well, that's probably the main thing. Being able to find me on the website to look up a menu or information or classes or schedules, because there will be another schedule coming up as soon as I post the kids yoga classes that come up. And then I'll usually tag on our page, our event page, other events that are around here that I support or that we may be involved in. We were in the Bump to Baby event this couple of weeks ago. We usually post on our calendar what's going on. I do a daily calendar so that you can see the whole thing each day. But any kind of events that we host ourselves or that we are involved in. So a lot of times that's the best way to catch me, is to look at the Facebook page, or we're on Instagram. Let's see. That is powerupnutrition_TN.